Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, the 12th of May 2021 is Boeing 747. The Boeing 747 is a large, long-range wide-body airliner and cargo aircraft manufactured by Boeing Commercial Airplanes in the United States. After introducing the 707 in October 1958, Pan Am wanted a jet 2.5 times its size, to reduce its seat cost by 30% to democratize air travel. In 1965, Joe Sutter left the 737 development program to design the 747, the first twin-aisle airliner. In April 1966, Pan Am ordered 25 Boeing 747-100 aircraft, and in late 1966, Pratt & Whitney agreed to develop its JT9D, a high-bypass turbofan. On September 30, 1968, the first 747 was rolled out at the custom-built Everett plant, the largest building in the world by volume. The first flight took place on February 9, 1969, and the 747 was certified in December of that year. It entered service with Pan Am on January 22, 1970. It was the first airplane dubbed a jumbo jet. The 747 is a quad jet, initially powered by JT9D turbofan engines, then GECF6 and Rolls-Royce RB211 engines for the original variants. With a 10 abreast economy seating, it typically accommodates 366 passengers in three travel classes. It is a pronounced 37.5 degrees wing sweep, allowing a Mach 0.85, 490 knots, 560 miles per hour, 900 kilometers per hour, cruise speed, and its heavy weight is supported by four main landing gear legs with four-wheel bogies each. The partial double-deck aircraft was designed with a raised cockpit so it could be converted to a freighter airplane by installing a front cargo door, as it was initially thought that it would eventually be superseded by supersonic transports. Boeing introduced the -200 in 1971, with more powerful engines for a heavier maximum takeoff weight, MTOW, of 833,000 pounds, 378 t, from the initial 735,000 pounds, 333 t, for a longer 6,560 nautical miles, 12,150 kilometers, range up from 4,620 nautical miles, 8,560 kilometers. It was shortened for the longer range 747SP in 1976, and the 747-300 followed in 1983 with a stretched upper deck for up to 400 seats in three classes. The heavier 747-400 with improved RB211 and CF6 versions, along with the PW4000, the JT9D successor, and a two-crew glass cockpit, was introduced in 1989 and is the most common variant. After several studies, the stretched 747-8 was launched on November 14, 2005, with new General Electric Gen X engines, and was first delivered in October 2011. The 747 is the basis for several government and military variants, such as the VC-25, Air Force One, or the E-4 Emergency Airborne Command Post, and some experimental testbeds like the shuttle carrier aircraft. By June 2020, 1,556 aircraft had been built, with 15 747-8s remaining on order. Initial competition came from the smaller trijet widebodies, the Lockheed L-1011, introduced in 1972, Douglas DC-10, 1971, and later MD-11, 1990. Airbus competed with later variants with the heaviest versions of the A340 until surpassing the 747 in size with the A380, introduced in 2007. As of 2020, 61 Boeing 747s have been lost in accidents, in which a total of 3,722 people have died. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:45 UTC on Wednesday, the 12th of May 2021. For the full current version of the article, Search Wikipedia for Boeing 747. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulus May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.